Interesting. Do it.
What the fuck?
What's poppin' too.
What's poppin' internet? Welcome to another episode of the Synced Up Podcast Show. We talk to you about news, games, and sandwich a little fun in between. This is take two. I'm one of your hosts, Timothy DeRoe, and joining you is your boy.
It's your boy.
Michael Clare.
There's got to be a clinical definition for the you know the masculine urge meme?
Mm-hmm.
There's a masculine urge to like see words
and then say them. Yeah, okay.
So I saw synced up. I was like, synced up.
Mm-hmm. What's going on? Is what supposed to be moving?
What blue thing?
Is it moving? Where? No,
where?
It's not. Scroll down on it. Scroll down on it. Little.
Yeah, that's it.
Scroll.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
We're good to go. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about the Golden Joystick Awards and Epic buying some people. Before we get into that, you should consider...
Some people.
They bought people. You should consider going to patreon.com/syncedup, where for $1 you can get access to our lovely Discord.
Lovely. Where we are coordinating efforts to make sure people can buy Spider-Man tickets.
And shitting on Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
Yep.
We've done a lot of that.
Over $5 you get access to post shows, all the shows that we do, and many more goodies, all from youtube.com/syncedup podcast and podcasting services around the globe.
Globe.
You can... I lost my place, you know.
It's been a while. Lost your place?
Yeah. New episodes of this show, specifically, go up in all those feeds, Mondays, 7 a.m. Central Time Zone.
Gang.
You can also write into the show to syncedup@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or concerns. And we may read those on the air. We're a little dry. We got one left, and then we're out.
We've never gotten a concern, have we?
Nope, I don't think so.
I would like a concern.
Yeah. Any concerns?
What is your concern?
Yeah.
Please.
Let us know your concerns.
Strictly concerns this
exactly.
week.
Exactly. You should also consider dropping a follow on Twitter, @SyncedUpPod, to keep up to date with all of our content from across the board.
The board.
Boo, 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 boo,
big
boo,
board.
Boo. What?
Oh, she's going to do it.
So you click the button. Yeah. Click that button. There you go.
Now go ahead and hit the one above it.
Don't hit the one above
right.
it.
Right, yeah, that one?
Nope.
Thank you.
Turn that one off. Turn that shit off. It's fucking... That thing doesn't make any sense. That's for video viewers only. Go to youtube.com/syncedup podcast, drop
you'll
a sub.
You'll get that exclusive moment.
Anyway, the Golden Joystick Awards happened this week.
Dude, all right.
Dude.
The Golden Joystick Awards?
Yep.
Is that... That's pure fan vote, right?
Yes, sir.
I think we've given the fans too much power.
What makes you say that?
I looked at the winners.
Okay.
I'll let you go over them first.
All right.
I think it's a little...
Let's get her started.
A little rough.
This is pure fan voting.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the best storytelling, Life is Strange, True Colors. It was nominated at the Game Awards as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that could be correct. I haven't got to play it yet.
I haven't played it either. So, I'm not gonna talk to Josh.
Yeah.
I'll let that one slide.
Yeah, and that's... I mean, those games typically have
good
narratives.
They use it. They're good.
Yeah,
they're
anyway.
Good. Okay,
best
sure.
multiplayer game, It Takes Two. That makes sense.
Fair.
Makes perfect
fair,
sense.
I'll allow it. Yep. Yeah, good choice.
Best audio, Resident Evil Village.
Okay, now a little weird.
Why is that?
Why does that get best audio?
You know, the nominations for best audio are always weird and don't make any sense. Like, why would Ratchet & Clank get best audio?
But, okay, so what do we... Is there any other music-related sound auditory categories?
Going through. Boom.
I don't think
boom,
there was.
Boom, 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 boom.
So when this says...
No. But for the Game Awards, there is the best
like soundtrack.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if this category is just like auditorial design.
I think it's audio design.
Which, okay, I
even
think
still,
that's fair.
I don't know, man. It's just
that's a toss-up.
Yeah.
That's a what's your favorite game category.
Yeah, exactly. Best visual design, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. That makes sense. That game's colorful as fuck. There's tons of particle effects.
I'm partial to Psychonauts 2 there easily.
Well,
but
yeah, I guess that would be more of best art direction, but I don't know
is art direction. But visual design and art direction are like so like...
Mm-hmm.
Very art direction is more encompassing of like sound and video and like storytelling, but I would even think visually like Psychonauts 2 is also like very visually pleasing. Ratchet & Clank is just space.
It's great.
So yeah. I don't know. It's still good. Still good. I'm fair.
Anyway, best game expansion, Ghost of Tsushima Iki Island expansion. Haven't played it, but I've heard great things about it. So
I wonder what else was even nominated for this. Well, was the Animal Crossing DLC even up there yet?
Well, no, because it wouldn't have been out yet in time for the noms, I don't think.
I can't think of what else would have been on.
Mobile game of the year, League of Legends Wild Rift.
God, that's trash, bro. It's definitely Pokemon Unite.
Yeah, but Pokemon Unite dropped as a Switch game, so I guess the masses might not consider that
a mobile game.
They might, like, in when they look at it for best mobile game, they might just, like, skip past it.
But that's just League Mobile.
Yeah.
So, like...
League has a lot of players, man.
Where's Cookie Run?
I don't know. Best gaming hardware, PS5? No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it is. Because when you think about the software and the products that Microsoft is bringing forward, not necessarily the hardware.
Not as, yeah. I think that's fair.
I guess so. Best indie game, Death's Door. I'll take that. That's a great game. That game's the shit.
Is It Takes Two not indie no more?
It Takes Two is EA.
Okay.
Yep.
Still feels indie.
Studio of the Year, Capcom.
See,
I don't know about it.
This is the Resident Evil fanboys showing up.
I don't know about this one.
Big time. Nobody is saying that. I have never met a person who would boldly to my face say, you know who did good this year? Capcom.
They did. What do they got? Village?
Yep.
And is it just Village? Hold up.
Maybe.
I'm fact checking right now.
I might be trifling.
2020. The fuck?
That's a whole link, bruh.
Sorry. Capcom.
It's just
2021.
And we'll get to the rest of the list.
Games.
I think it's just the Resident Evil fanboys showing out big.
Resident Evil, Village, Monster Hunter Rise, Ace Attorney, and then the Ghosts and Goblins Resurrection. Okay. And then some weird arcade package. And Monster Hunter Stories 2.
Okay, maybe they had a good year.
I don't know.
But
who else do we got?
Sony.
Ratchet and Clank.
Was Morales.
Returnal. No, Morales was last year. Returnal.
Deathloop. Which is arguably the critics' favorite game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck this. Best performer, Maggie Robertson, is Lady Dimitrescu. I don't think so, man.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't associate. Like, it was good.
Because, and here's the deal.
This is just
it's not a long performance, though.
Yeah, I know. It's real short. This is internet.
Like, this is the Resi fanboys coming out. They said, mm-hmm. we're going to win it all at the Joystick Awards.
Breakthrough Award, Housemarque. That's the people of Returnal. That's great because they used to make the arcade games, and then they switched it up, finally did something with Returnal. Yeah,
big leap in scale there. Yeah,
that makes sense. Best game community, Final Fantasy 14. This makes sense. From the stuff that I hear about Final Fantasy 14, this actually like legitimately makes sense.
Who were nominated? Like, was there a gaming community for the Game Awards? I don't think there really is.
No, but there's like best ongoing game.
I mean, yeah.
No, I think there's actually like a best community support.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, they gave it to Warframe last year.
I don't know.
Best game community?
I'll give it.
Yeah, sure. Still playing award, Final Fantasy 14. That game came out forever ago. That makes sense as well.
Sure.
Especially because I feel like the Golden Joystick Awards is more like PC dudes, PC bros.
Yeah, I think it's PlayStation bros.
Are you sure? Because the best hardware of all time was voted PC.
Okay, maybe it is PC bros. Oh, we'll talk about that too. Yeah. Wait till we get there. I thought that was stupid.
Yeah, anyway. Still playing a world, Final Fantasy 14. And then PC game of the year, Hitman 3. I don't know, man.
That's a weak year, dude.
There's like so much cool stuff came out.
If that's the biggest game,
that game came out on everything, man.
Is Hitman 3?
Yeah.
No.
Nintendo Game of the Year, Metroid Dread. That's okay, like fair. Pretty much the only one, if we're being completely
honest. Yeah, yeah.
Xbox Game of the Year, Psychonauts 2. Deserved.
Yes.
Deserved. There's a couple of others, but deserved.
I think
PlayStation Game of the Year, Village.
See, it's not a PlayStation game. Hitman 3 isn't like a PC game.
You're telling me Ratchet and Clank didn't win PlayStation Game of the Year? Or Returnal?
Or Deathloop?
What the fuck is this, man?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what this list is.
I've met nobody who thinks, oh man, the best game I played this year, Resi 8.
On PlayStation.
I've met people who are like, maybe number 5.
Mm-hmm.
But not...
That's weird. I don't know. Most Wanted game, Elden Ring.
Sure.
Every year. It happens every year. Yeah. Critics' Choice Award, Deathloop, of course.
See, I want... Why is there such variance between...
the critics and the peoples?
Yeah.
The masses?
On Deathloop.
I don't know.
Just Deathloop.
I think it's also a usual rebellion against... Because there's a big old group of gamers that think, like, game journos are, like, a whole... Like, they all exist in one big conspiracy and, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it's maybe something like that.
But, like, if you're gonna... If you tell me Deathloop's your favorite game this year, I don't think that's a conspiracy. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah. I guess that's right. Anyway, Ultimate Game of the Year, Resident Evil Village. What the fuck, man?
It's the best game.
Of all the good shit that dropped this year,
everything, Village, man. This just tells me people didn't play anything else.
That game was dog shit.
They bought their one game for the year early on, didn't play anything else.
I hated that game.
I didn't hate it. I don't know how you hated it.
I did not like it, man.
I thought it was fun. And it's like a Resident Evil game. It's about what I wanted.
Yeah.
Didn't feel... I mean, the story's a bit wonky. But so is Resident Evil in general. I felt like it hit its mark.
Ultimate hardware of all time.
Which PC. Is a stupid category.
Yeah, it's just like best hardware of all time.
But like,
I guess PC is like a shoe-in.
But that's not a hardware. That's a category. Like best PC hardware of all time. That's its own category. Like if I said, if you compare this PC and another PC and another PC, they're all different.
I guess
if you if you compare our Series X, my Series X to your Series X to Jordan's, they're all the same. Yeah. That's hardware.
Yeah.
A PC is a combination of different pieces of hardware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can just say the PC is the best piece of hardware. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either. And then ultimate game of all time, Dark Souls. This caused the conversation.
There was a big conversation about this in the Discord.
Yeah.
Do I think Dark Souls deserved it? No.
I think there's an argument for it.
Yeah, there's clearly an argument for every game on that list.
I think there's a better argument for like Minecraft.
I think there is better arguments for a couple games.
GTA 5.
Mario 64.
Yeah.
Like if you want to talk about like what shoes Dark Souls in,
I think this is PC.
Is also a big argument for many other category or many other those games too.
I really think this is just PC bros. But
yeah,
I think it has to be, bro.
I think these are PC bros with a PS5 who bought Resident Evil 8 because they knew Resident Evil and didn't want to go buy like Returnal or Deathloop or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, my favorite PlayStation 5 game this year, Resident Evil.
Yeah, because I know I didn't vote in these bad boys.
Oh, I didn't either. I didn't even know they were open.
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't know how you find out these are open, bro.
I don't know.
Because I feel like I'm pretty in tune. Yeah, I am in the loop. I voted in the Game Awards, which are not nearly as fan voted.
It's like 10% fan voted.
Yeah. And I gotta make sure Psychonauts in there. This, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think it's a big thing in Europe.
But anyway, there you go. There's your Golden Joystick Award winners. Just an odd list.
That's my concern for the week. If you're gonna write on concerned about something.
Should be that.
Let's
move on. Epic Games buys Rock Band developer Harmonix, who will now work on Fortnite. Rock Band and Fuser aren't going away, Harmonix says. This is from Michael McWhirter at Polygon. Fortnite and Unreal Engine developer Epic Games has acquired Harmonix, the studio behind Rock Band and Dance Central series and last year's Fuser. The company's announced in a joint statement on Tuesday. Harmonix says it will work with Epic to create musical journeys and gameplay for Fortnite, but says it won't be abandoning its other music game projects. Harmonix said in the FAQ that it will continue with its existing downloadable content plans for Rock Band 4, with lots of great tracks coming as we wrap up 2021 and push into next year, and will continue Rivals multiplayer seasons for its marquee music game. Fuser events will also continue for the foreseeable future, Harmonix said, and the move to Epic is not expected to impact the availability of its games on Steam and console. The Rock Band studio says it will be working with Epic to once again challenge expectations as we bring our unique brand of musical gaming experiences to the metaverse. Harmonix would seem to be a good fit for Epic's metaverse ambitions, as Fortnite has previously played host to musical events and virtual concerts featuring Ariana Grande, Travis Scott, and Marshmello.
This news, when we got it midweek,
this bums me.
Was a roller coaster. You know, we first saw the headline. Bump. We saw the headline. We said, Epic acquires Harmonix. We're like,
that's kinda Rock good. Band. Yeah, let's go.
There's the funding. Yeah. Do it.
Let's
and
it.
Then you hear Fortnite, or music
Fortnite
events.
Music.
And then you're like, well, maybe not. And then it just landed mid.
Yeah, it went way down.
This is not the news
it
I needed.
It so bad, man.
Is there just no room for a good rhythm game these days?
No. I don't think that there is.
Is it the people don't want
Can you
it?
Move the mouse, baby?
Is it the people don't know that they don't want it? What is it?
Can you move the mouse, baby?
Ignored.
Twice ignored.
What is it? Is it?
Thank you.
What do you think it is?
I think that it's Harmonix has not been selling. Rhythm games have not been hitting. I think if you dedicated yourself to making a good rhythm game in the year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
With physical hardware, like back in the day,
yeah,
you could be successful.
Like if you released peripherals, the guitar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you could, because I think it's been long enough. I think there's enough nostalgia, and I think the not so a good reception for Guitar Hero Live would hit it. The problem with Guitar Hero Live is you made it this weird live service-y, weird-ass thing that wasn't great.
It didn't have the charm of
like
Guitar Hero.
And you made it where like just the buttons were weird. Instead of being like five down the track, it was like three on the bottom, three on the top. It was weird.
Yeah.
You stick it to them Guitar Hero 3 classics, update them graphics to be real good, release a good set list off the jump. I think you get
Well, okay. Now I got a question about set list, right? Are we in a different generation where a normal like Guitar Hero 3 set list would not do well?
I think it would, bro.
I think it still would?
I think if you did a mix. You do some of them old classics, you throw in some of them new joints, I think you'd do good.
Because, like, I don't know if you could do a many current day songs, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know. You could do Billie Eilish's Happier Than Ever.
I guess you could. I'd like to see it. I want it. I want a new Rock Band or Guitar Hero real bad.
I think it could hit, man.
But I also, like you said, I want an actual Guitar Hero guitar when I play again.
I guess Rock Band 4 is just a move with all the DLC it got.
I guess so.
We had, like, Rock Band 1 for a while.
Yeah, I'd be all in for a comeback, dude.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'd buy in. Instantly. I'd drop $120 for a game.
Yeah, but hearing that they're just going to be making Fortnite stuff, that sucks. Great for Fortnite people, though.
I felt like they were already doing good. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Fuser didn't hit on drop. No. And Drop Mix didn't do well either.
Nah.
So, that sucks.
No bueno.
Yeah, not very, very good. Not very good at all. Well, let's hit him with the Uno Reverse.
Uno Reverse.
Devs behind DC Universe Online are working on a Marvel MMO. Uno Reverse. It's from Zach Zwazen at Kotaku.
Zwazen.
Revealed yesterday via an investor presentation, Daybreak Games' Austin-based Dimensional Link Game Studio is developing... Dimensional Inc., not Link. Game Studio is developing a new Marvel MMO. However, according to the same presentation, it will likely be a few years before we see a trailer or screenshot of the upcoming online superhero game. As spotted by Eurogamer and Twitch streamer Miller, Daybreak's parent company, Enad Global 7, released its Q3 2021 financial report. In that presentation, which is available online, the company quietly announced that Daybreak and Dimensional Inc. were working on an AAA MMO utilizing Marvel IP.
I know the DC MMO has general decent reception, right?
People like it.
I think people like it.
People still play the show.
I don't know if I'm in. I just don't know. I don't have...
There's not time in my life for MMOs.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to sit there and grind an MMO most of the time.
Yeah, I don't have the...
Maybe I'll enjoy it for a little bit. I'll play it with the homies if it drops on console as well. Play it for a little bit. But I just don't see this game having a future.
Yeah,
me.
I don't...
I not not for me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to smack. It's got to be better than Avengers.
Yeah.
Have you seen... So they dropped Spider-Man.
Dude, he looks like dog.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
He looks not good.
And then there's no story missions for him, nothing.
Yeah. His little...
It's not good. It makes me sad, bro.
That shit, yeah.
Because you know how long that was postponed?
Mm-hmm.
So long.
Yeah, it was like 8
That was supposed to be like a month after the game released.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And they were waiting on that. Yikes, bro.
Yep.
I hate it.
That shit's rough. Anyway, now it's time for This Week in Gaming.
This week, following
the news.
Right after the news.
The historical releases.
Before.
We go through
we talk about
games we've been playing.
Yep.
Exactly.
What you got first?
It's been a lighter week on news, though. You know, it's Thanksgiving week.
I don't know. It was decent news.
Little Thanksgiving week.
I enjoyed it.
Tomorrow's going to hit.
Tomorrow.
The movie podcast.
Oh, we're going
to have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
That's going bang.
Anyway, November 29th, you have Steep in 2016.
Snowboard.
I like Steep. What's... Oh, someone's moving the trash cans.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
kind it of was a lot.
Trash cans.
It was like the garage.
The sirens, and then they,
and
this,
the,
I thought
the
we
siren.
Were, I thought
the bomb.
I thought explosion.
You've seen, what's the movie?
War of the Worlds.
No. Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Oh, you thought North Korea had came in?
Yeah, I thought it was over. China.
It did sound like explosions.
I thought we were going to war.
And then there's
mid-pod.
The fear in your eyes. Anyway, November 30th, Prince of Persia Warrior Within 2004, the not-so-good follow-up to Prince of Persia Sands of Time.
Where's that at?
Dude, it was supposed to come out January.
They said nothing.
No,
it's just been a year.
Well, okay, it did look like dog when they revealed it.
Yeah, it was not good.
Maybe they hit him with
it
the
was
Halo.
Necessary, but
they
it was like
the Halo status. So like,
but oh. Halo's like, well, we'll still talk to you each month.
Yeah.
Let you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
Epic Mickey in 2010.
The Blob.
Commonly associated with the Blob. Super Meat Boy in 2010 as well. Indie darling. December 1st, you have Just Cause 3 in 2015.
Just Cause.
Rainbow Six Siege in 2015.
Six years. Game. That's a good game. I enjoyed the time I spent on that game.
People still playing it, man.
It's one of those games where it's like...
It got legs.
It's a high skill gap.
Yeah.
But I never felt terrible at it, and that's nice.
It's a good one. You know, played Chronicles 2 in 2017.
Also good. I liked it.
December 2nd, you have Pikmin in 2001.
Pikmin.
SSX Tricky in 2001 as well.
That's a good game.
Silent Hill 2 in 2002. Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories in 2008. And then The Crew in 2014. You remember The Crew? It was a racing game where the conceit was... It was a racing game where the conceit was you could travel the whole U.S. or whatever.
Yeah, no, I wasn't playing that.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. December 3rd, Smash Brothers Melee in 2001.
Melee, bro.
Classic.
That game is older than anybody in a high school.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Link to the Past and Four Swords dropped in the GBA in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Banjo-Kazooie in 2008 and Immortals Fenyx Rising last year in 2020.
That doesn't sound right.
What?
You're telling me Banjo-Kazooie came out 7 years after Smash Melee?
Yeah.
That's not right.
How's that not right?
That is incorrect.
That's not correct. That's not the first banjo.
What?
Banjo Tooie is the first banjo.
What?
Yes.
What are you saying?
The Banjo Kazooie in 2008 was the that was the Xbox 360 Banjo Kazooie. The original is called like Banjo Tooie, isn't it?
No, that's the second banjo. That's why it's called. I feel like we've had this conversation. Banjo Kazooie dropped in 1998. Yakahook.
Hold up, let me check. Hold up. Let me
go to what this. Are you
what,
saying?
What day did I just say? What day did I just say?
I don't know. December 3rd?
That we're going to go.
Why do I feel like I've had this conversation? I feel like we had this moment last year.
And December 3rd, maybe? Okay, let's check.
Banjo-Tooie, my guy, is the second one. It has two in the name.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Excuse me, I got to go back.
Let me check. Let me go. Hey, take it up with GameFAQs, bro.
No, I'm taking it up with... Your defense of it was Banjo-Tooie.
No, because I thought it was the Summer of Arcade Banjo-Kazooie, which was on the 360, but that was Banjo-Kazooie.
But that's just a re-release. All right, I'm going back.
That was Nuts and Bolts.
I'm going back exactly a year.
Yeah, this was just a re-release on the 360.
All right, let's see here. What? I need to see.
I'm stupid.
So this released.
I'm dumb as fuck.
November 23rd. Would this have been? No, it'd be next week. So this was released on November 30th, and we would have talked about it.
Are you trying to scroll back a year to see if we talked about this?
I want
to
see if we had this exact conversation.
All right, skip to this week in gaming.
It's loading. It's in the what you. It's crazy how not that different we look.
I know. I also said the Evo, like the Scorpion
Evo. I think Beckham was okay. That we're talking about Halo or something.
We're talking about COD because Scorpion Evo is from COD.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking Scorpion from Halo. Come on.
You hit the skip button.
No!
Not the ad loading.
Not the grilled cheese burrito. Bro.
Hold up. Why is it taking so long to load?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm vamping.
All right, now if I back up.
I'm vamping. Maybe.
Pause. Play. Play. Sequel we've been waiting for. What are we talking about here?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. You didn't like Fable 3? Yeah, okay, hold sure.
Up. 48 minutes? We have to be talking about... We have to be in reader mail right now.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll go back. 32 minutes.
32 minutes in? Okay, this is great content.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can skip forward like a couple minutes if you want. I have to know. Okay. Damn, we was doing Reader Mail for a while.
Wow. Holy shit.
Did we do what you've been playing after Reader Mail back then?
Yes. Okay. What you've been playing was at the end.
Okay.
We're still talking. That's that might be actually.
Hold on.
Wait, Minecraft isn't this week. Hold up. I hit play on a bit.
I'm trying. It's loading. It's not.
Okay, hold up.
Okay, what day?
December 3rd.
Life's.
The whole thing I always remember about that was the fact that it was supposed to be a PlayStation.
Time's a flat circle.
This is just a. We could just cut and paste.
I know. I don't know. The game that was supposed to be a PS Plus. It was supposed to be a PS Plus game, and then it never.
And then it didn't come to PS Plus.
Didn't come to PS Plus. Sorry.
This is very meta.
I know.
All right. Okay, is it right up. After the crew?
No, it's a melee. In
quality and graphics. Soundtrack.
Okay.
Well, Forza Horizon 4 has all.
Okay.
Yep. Nintendo doesn't look to be stopped.
Okay, hold up. No. Oh, that we're talking about melee right there.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
We modded Smash 4 all the time. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, we're talking about.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay. So we were talking about melee.
I understand. Crush
Smash.
Kind of move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, we talked about these games for fucking
it's
forever.
It's not messing up your eye.
Yeah. Okay.
Really does,
this is good content.
Yep.
I don't.
We're almost there.
Bro, low, please.
We're almost there.
Okay.
A year later, Link to the Past.
Hold on. Hold up.
Hold up.
They didn't come out in the same year. Wait a
second.
The combo pack.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Where they were both on the same.
Drop. Say it, dude.
Yeah. No. I mean, I thought
hold on.
Melee and that combo pack came out in the same year.
No. Year later.
Yeah. Okay. December 4th, Mario Kart
7. Nope. No. Okay. I felt like we'd had that conversation.
No, I guess not. So I skipped past it last year because I was actually smart. Not
you
were
smart
idiot.
And didn't think Banjo-Tooie was the first Banjo because we.
Immortal Phoenix Rising was fixing to come out in that.
I'm glad. It's still worth it, though. Getting to hear you say the exact same thing about the crew. Yeah. I look forward to that same conversation next year.
Anyway. Wow. Anyway, December 4th, Mario Kart 7 in 2011 for the DS. Far Cry 3 in 2012. Just Cause 4 in 2018. Mm-hmm. And then December 5th, you have Animal Crossing Wild World in 2005, Super Mario Strikers in 2005, good and game. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker in 2014.
That's a good game that I know I'm never going to get to play.
Yeah.
Simply because I just don't want to go back that far
in my backlog. My dad wants me to send him something. Talk about what you've been playing.
What should I got to send him? Okay, so I didn't even touch Pokemon this week. I played Halo. I'll save Halo for because you got to talk about Halo too.
Okay,
we've had a whole event and everything. There's been some stuff going with Halo, but I finished Guardians of the Galaxy, the game, not the movie, the game. It took me about 15 to 20 hours, somewhere in that range. I couldn't tell you. That game is great. That game it flew under the radar, 100%. It blows my mind that you can buy it for $25. I think you should go buy it. It's a good game. The characters are great. There is a lot of good character development. I feel like, honestly, some of the characters are very similar to their movie counterpart.
Yeah.
But the other half or so are just straight up better than their movie counterpart. I think Gamora is more enjoyable in this. I think you get more depth in Drax.
Yeah.
In this one, where you still keep his kind of his what's the word for Drax? The
idiot.
Not the idiot, but the stoicism. The
stoicism?
I don't know what the word is. The very, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's still got that same Drax feel, but he's also got, like, a lot of depth to his character. Mantis is 10 times better in the game. The combat system is a little not the best. I think it is better playing as... If you were to play as all the Guardians in this game, I don't think it'd be good.
Yeah.
But because they made it to where you play as Star-Lord and you control everybody else, I think that was the perfect decision. Because I'm able to play as five characters at a time, and I'm just doing the shooting stuff and exploring as Star-Lord. The story in general is pretty good. I feel like it's a little long in the tooth in some parts.
That's what I've heard online. The people was like, man, it's getting... I just want this to be over.
Yeah, because near the end, I'm like, okay... I thought we were about to finish the game, but no, we didn't. That's about my only complaint. It's a little long in the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could have added something in the middle, because once you hit about halfway through the game, you're like clearly heading straight to whatever the end plot is.
Yeah.
And it just takes forever. If they had added something else there and like made it like a three arc thing, it would have been better. But it's still good. It's really good. And I hope more people play it, because nobody I know has played it.
Yep.
And I'll probably be championing this game for a while, because I want to see people play it. It's really good.
That's good to hear.
I want you to take my Xbox.
Jesus.
Take it from me.
Take my Xbox.
And go play that game. It is just good. And I know there'll be some downtime.
Skyrim instead.
I would be pissed, dude. That game sucks.
What?
That was a joke. Please don't. I was kidding.
Spencer already typing.
I was kidding.
Spencer already
it's
typing.
Skyrim's a good game. Y'all just overhype it.
I've just been playing Halo, man. So much Halo. Did the Fracture Tenrai event. Did all my weeklies.
Let's talk about the event. Let's talk about the event. Cool. Fiesta's fun. I like it. The challenges were not that bad. My problem, though, is that they introduced the event battle pass, and you can only get 7 steps.
Yeah. You got
to
wait till
And you have to wait till like January till it comes back.
Yep.
I think it's just so stupid.
No, it's dumb.
It is.
Here's what I think they're doing. I think they're introducing these events, and it's. I don't think we're going to have to wait till January to get the next event. I think a different event is going to drop in between, and then that event is going to be chopped up. And so you basically get your events in like halves or in thirds, and you're like, oh.
It's still just super weird.
Yeah, it's a little odd. But
well, I guess it's so like, imagine.
If you got the 30th tier in that battle pass, they knew you were there for the three separate. You were there.
But also if they space it out, instead of being a month long of the Fracture Tenzai event,
you
could race through it in like 4 days and not have anything else to do.
Exactly. But I think that's better, because you're not sitting there like, I'm fucking tired of Fiesta. I'm tired of doing 30 challenges of Fiesta. And then it comes in, and now the next mode that comes in is, oh, this is the winter battle pass. You can only get 8 tiers of that, but this one's Shoddy Snipers. Yeah. And then you go in and you're like, okay, sweet.
You know,
and then by the time Shoddy Snipers is over, you're like, man, I wish Fiesta was back. And then boom, they bring it back.
Now that we talk about it, it's good.
Yeah.
I just, initially, it's just like, it just seems so stupid.
It does, but I think
it makes a lot of sense.
I think it makes more sense because you won't get tired of Fiesta. You won't get tired of grinding 30 Fiesta challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And they can split it up into thirds. And then the next one that comes will be Shoddy Snipers. Then the next one will just be Team SWAT. Then the next one will be whatever. And it's like on a constant rotation, so you're never getting too tired. And that keeps you wanting to play the game because you're like, oh, Fiesta's gone. And finally, we got something new. Or, you know what I'm saying? And so
I'm curious if it's going to be every week, like come Tuesday when the event ends, if we'll get something, we'll get like a Dead Space time.
I think it'll be a week off.
And then another week back until the next event.
I know there's a winter event coming and a cybernetic event.
Well, the next event will be, will it line up with Halo's story release?
Probably.
I could see like some kind of story event.
Willow. Wow.
Not even close, my guy.
That's Jill. That's not Willow. That's the wrong dog.
She's chilling.
Anyway, that's what I've been playing, though. Get excited for Halo. Get excited for all that type of stuff. Now it's time for reader mail. You can write into the show to synceduppod@gmail.com or the reader mail submissions tab of the Discord with any questions, comments, or concerns.
We will read I'm asking for those concerns.
Yep. Chance wrote in. He's the only one who wrote in. Just Chance.
No, you just had to move the controller.
Yeah, the mouse. Yeah. Chance wrote in.
What did Chance say?
What's one piece of gaming lore, any game, console, etc., you would like to see a documentary of?
Okay, so I assume he wrote this after seeing the news that Xbox is doing their documentary,
Which is Spice. I want to see, Kojima leaving Konami and what happened there.
That'd be good.
I want to see just anything Nintendo, just them making the Wii.
You'll never get it.
I know
that's not a thing.
I know,
bro.
But if this is a miracle, we could just do whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just anything Nintendo. The lead up to the Wii.
I want a Wii U documentary.
Yeah.
Just strictly the Wii U.
Like post Wii launch, like fly on the wall of like the meetings of like Wii fucked up.
Yeah. I want to know like what the idea was there. Mm-hmm. Like what I want to know what the board was like. Cause the successful eras of Nintendo, I'm sure they were just, it was all good till Wii U era.
Yeah.
Unless you go too far back.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that. Like any specific games.
The God of War documentary was so good. So I think any sort of ones that are in that type of vein,
mm-hmm.
like I think a one on like Minecraft and the sell of Minecraft to
Microsoft. Bro, give me a No Man's Sky documentary.
No Man's Sky, what happened there, like the feelings with them.
I feel like you'd probably get a lot more out of a Cyberpunk.
Post-Cyberpunk.
Because it's a much bigger scale failure.
Yeah.
Like No Man's Sky, you're going to watch a team of a couple people really just going through it.
Yeah.
I want to see a whole company going through it, bro.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy stuff like that. But I think No Man's Sky has a better story.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, more of a comeback. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else, bro?
No, I think that's all I got.
Well, what's some more obscure stuff, dude? Give me the Fall of the Let's Play.
Yeah.
Documentary. What else? I don't know. Give me an achievements documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch a 3-hour video about just achievements.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I think that's it. Anyway,
there'd be a lot of good stuff, dude.
There would be a lot of good stuff. Thank you for watching this episode of the Synced Up Podcast or listening to it. You should consider dropping a follow. You should also consider going to patreon.com/syncedup, where for $5 you can get access to the post show that we're about to do. So for those of you who've done that, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Tune in tomorrow.
Everybody else will see you tomorrow when we talk about Encanto. Anyway, goodbye.